Welcome to Eric's Uncomfortable Couch Show, where uncomfortable questions are asked to uncomfortable people. Now, here's Eric Casson.
Here's Eric's Uncomfortable Couch, where we're going to be asking very uncomfortable questions to very uncomfortable people. I'm Jay Love, and here is my man Eric, who I thought would be taller.
Well, thanks, Jay Love. Welcome to Eric's Uncomfortable Couch. I am Eric, and this is my boy Jay Love. Say what up, Jay Love.
What up, Jay Love? It's me. My name is Jay Love, and that breathing you hear is not Darth Vader. That is the result of obesity and sleep apnea.
It is really crippling our country, right. And you are a prime example. Yeah. No offense. None taken, you know, because when anyone says no offense, it's like they have free reign to say whatever they want.
The funny thing is, I was a little offended by that.
Well, that's really not a really good way to start off the show, but we're gonna go work through it.
Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable, but that's the show.
Okay, that was uncomfortable. Okay, guys, now welcome to if we can go on, welcome to Eric's Uncomfortable Couch, where this is really an uncomfortable couch. It's not a silly joke. The couch is actually unbearable to sit on, but I really don't have any money to buy a new one. So hopefully this podcast will throw some extra cash in my pocket. You know, a little dough, a little greenbacks.
What is the cloak on top of it? Is that a towel or is that part of the couch?
That's actually a fleece blanket that I bought from Walmart because I noticed that couch covers cost about $98 and the fleece was about $9.
Well, there's no stains on it, so that's a good sign.
Well, that's the stain protector.
Gotcha.
When the woman shows up, I take the fleece off.
Okay.
And then that's where the stains go. She leaves, door closes, fleece back on. Now, I bet you about 8 Chinese kids made that. All right, guys, just to give you a little bit of an overview of what this show is going to be about, we're going to ask uncomfortable questions to uncomfortable people. It's going to be once a week on Thursdays. You can catch it every Thursday. You can catch it on the website that we have set up. It's ericcasson.wix.com/uncomfortablecouch. We tried to find a longer one, but that actually costs money.
A longer title or a longer couch?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can reach us there. You can reach me at ericcasson@youtube.com. We have our Low Tide comedy page. The producer of the show is Dylan Price, who's probably, he might join us a little bit later. I think that he has a new birth in the family.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You can
guess the price is right.
Yeah, he's never heard that one, huh? Yeah, actually, it's quite symbolic how his sister's having a baby. This show is being born today also. A lot of good signs, folks. You know, we're gonna get into some serious issues, some fun issues. You know, pretty much a mixed bag. You know, the miscellaneous category from Trivial Pursuit? That's pretty much what we're gonna be. So, until we gain some friends.
Right.
We don't have anyone on the couch tonight, but somebody will be put on that couch and made awkward, just like all my dates end up.
The couch is as lonely as a fat girl at the prom.
I would say so. So let's, you know what, let's go to our first story of the night. We got some serious, I said we do some serious stories here. We got some serious space news, folks. Do you know who's going to space?
I'm guessing.
Take one guess who's going to space, J-Love.
I would say it's got to be an astronaut or someone famous.
Coco, the adult entertainer. All right, so she's quoted as saying, "It's just the pilot and me. I'm the co-pilot." That was what she literally quoted as saying. Obviously, this girl isn't a scholar. Do you need to be... I thought you needed to actually have some sort of intelligence or a semblance of intelligence to get to space. Is that true?
Pretty much anyone could do it.
Anybody with $100,000 nowadays?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised she's not going the Russian route in this, too. Who is actually... Okay, so let's keep...
Now, is she going as Coco Brown or is she going as Coco Love or Honey Love? I think she's going as Honey Love. Because space needs more porn names. They haven't had a good one since Sally Ride. So I'm going to go with Honey Love would be the way to go.
All right. Yeah, her pen name is going to be Honey Love when she goes up into space. Okay, so this is another great quote from her. "People to this day think I'm still doing movies," she asked. She asked. That's literally what she said in the quote. Right. So this woman cannot form a sentence, but she's going to space. Now, okay, astronauts, they go to Harvard, they go to Yale, they go to all these major schools, and they are the best of the best, the upper echelon, the 0.3% of the population. If you got $100,000 and a quarter of a brain, you can go to space now.
And if you work for Vivid Entertainment, apparently.
Apparently.
When is this happening?
This is actually happening in 2015, so we have some time.
Next year.
She can actually, well, she can back out of this at any time.
All right. Well, you figure a year, that's what, 160 movies she can make in between?
Yes. A couple more hand jobs, maybe get her to space.
Right.
I saw the movie Space Camp when I was a kid, she said. I've always wanted to get closer to the stars or be a star.
So that's what she got out of it.
She's a porn star,
right,
who wants to look at the stars. Joseph A. Bank. Okay, guys, time to pay the bills. Let's hear from Joseph A. Bank.
In the biggest event of the winter, it's the Joseph A. Bank Winter Sale. Buy one suit, get 10 free. Suspenders, ties, socks, cock rings, all free. Buy one tie, get my car for free. Buy three pairs of socks, get sex with my wife, no questions asked, absolutely free. This winter sale is huge. I'm putting everything down. My wife, my car, my store. This winter sale should not be missed. And remember, Joseph A. Dank, you'll look good inside my wife.
All right, welcome back to Eric's Uncomfortable Couch. They're really trying to give the store away at Joseph A. Bank, huh?
Yeah, they're giving up everything but his soul. I think I'm going to head down there tomorrow.
His wife? Wow.
I hope she's good looking.
That guy really wants to sell some suits.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the newspaper this week, and I got a little bit of an interesting story for you. I know how much, I mean, me and J-Love over here, pretty much, we lived in two different towns. He lives in Oyster Bay, I live in Babel. And they're very close towns. They're kind of like Shelbyville and Springfield from The Simpsons. And the same exact town, but just a little different. And it's the same goobers in it. So every time I'd see him, we talk about action movies, 80s action movies. You're talking Predator, Roadhouse, one
Roadhouse
of our
favorites. Roadhouse is the main point of interest that we talk
Roadhouse.
About.
So, you know, every time we saw each other, we'd say a line from Roadhouse. And, you know, one of our favorite guys, Steven Seagal, is in the news. Did you hear about this?
Was this on the cover of the paper? I didn't catch this morning.
This was in the Daily News. We caught this in the Daily News this morning. And by the way, Steven Seagal is rocking an epic, epic goatee. Epic goatee. You see that?
That is pretty
And he
bad.
Definitely has sprayed on fake hair.
Right.
Okay. So let's hear what Steven, let's just take some guesses. I would think that he would be in the news for kicking someone's ass.
Making Glimmer Man 2 is a possibility.
Glimmer Man 2. Right. Okay. If Steven Seagal decides to run for governor of Arizona, he shouldn't count on too many women's votes. While promoting his new reality show, Steven Seagal Lawman, the 61-year-old said he is considering the gubernatorial race, but old words could come back and haunt him. After hitting it big in 1988 with the film Above the Law, the action hero gave an interview with Gallery Magazine in which he used the C word to describe a female reporter.
Wow. First of all, he was probably right. Second of all...
Whoa. Not even moron. He goes right to the C word.
Right, yeah.
But that's in the upper echelon of the N word. That's bad.
Yeah. Like, start with twat. You know, see how that works.
Yeah.
Out.
Work off. Like, he's not crawling. He's running a marathon.
But a couple of things. Number one, why is he in trouble for this? Didn't he, like, keep girls hostages at one point?
Yes.
Or am I wrong? He did.
Yeah. I heard... I don't remember... I heard something about Russian, like, the women that would be on set and stuff like that. He would definitely impose his will on them. Let's just say it that. Let's keep going on here.
But 25 years ago this happened? And he's getting shit about it now?
Yeah, that's even before social media. So he must have been saying it a lot.
Right.
If you're saying the C word before social media and people still know about it 20 years later, you must have been just saying it to the postman.
Right. I don't think he should get shit for it because it would
go well. Okay. So he's sticking to, J-Love over here is sticking up for Seagal. Okay. Yeah. So let's see what goes on.
He's above the law in my book.
And he's hard to kill too. Seagal also characterized the Washington Post, Sally Quinn, and other female journalists as a bunch of effing dirty whores. his offensive remarks are on a radio tape that was played by me and Paul Baresi, a private investigator who worked for Seagal's producing partner. So they might have an axe to grind here. These are people that, you know, his slapping and chopping's coming back to slap and chop him in the ass now because he's running for governor, which I would not vote for him. I want Jesse Ventura to be president, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But Steven Seagal, he can't even run his own life.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger, they made him governor, and he cheated on his wife all the time. Although he says eating's not cheating, but still, I have no problem with
I guess when he said he was ordering out for Mexican every night, his wife never really caught on.
Right, gotcha.
I mean, I wish I could do a good Arnold, but it's like, bend over. Yeah, I gotta work on it, folks. I do some other good impersonations. Alright, let's go on here, though. I understand the interview is 25 years old, but it shows Seagal's true colors, which are not all red, white, and blue. That's coming from the private investigator Barassi. I'm sure Seagal won't sweat it. This is, after all, the good USA, where sexist swine womanizers have won public office before. Just ask Arnold!
25 years ago!
25 relax, years
Barassi.
Ago.
What, I'm sure Barassi said some nice things 25 years ago.
What is the statute of limitations on the C word?
The C word? If you say it to your wife, you're in trouble for at least a year. Anyone else, they probably won't talk to you for the rest of the year.
I just try to step around it. I call them a see you next Tuesday. Now let's hear it from our sponsors over at Big Bubba's Barbecue.
What about Canada?
Hey kiddies, it's your uncle again, Big Bubba from Big Bubba Barbecue. Come on down and see the new flat screens we got. We even got Weigh Your Wife Wednesday, where your wife pays what she weighs. I don't know if you'll have enough money for that, but hell, I'll help you out. And then for you guys that are hurting in the pocket, we got Food Stamp Fridays. 3 food stamps get you a whole thing of ribs. And then on your way out the door, we got a free complimentary bag of bath crystals, just in case you want to put the kids to bed and get freaky with your significant other when you get home. A lot of people tell me why we got a Yankee making barbecue, because I make the goddamn best barbecue in the world. And remember, the South can't lick your old Uncle Bubba. So come on down. I'll see you when you get here. We'll shoot the shit. Big Bubba Barbecue.
All right, and we're back from commercial. Big Bubba's sounds like some good barbecue, and he's got bath crystals, too.
Yeah, what are bath crystals?
People smoke them and get all fucked up now.
Oh, bath salts.
Bath salts, the guy that ate bath crystals, bath salts, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I know people that take them.
They put it in, they put it in a pipe, and they smoke it, and then they wind up eating people's faces on the side of the freeway.
All right.
So, well, that's actually, that's a perfect segue into our Weird and Wild segment. For the week. All right, so I'm just gonna read some of these stories, these gems that I found. all right, this one, I love this one. All right, 2 Oregon women thought that having their car stolen on a highway was the worst part of their day. Then the woman with no pants arrived. The 2 victims, ages 53 and 61, told cops Saturday that a crazed woman came out of nowhere, took off her pants, and then jumped on their broke-down car's window until it smashed. She was eventually grabbed by police. So, okay, so let's just... Your car breaks down in Oregon, where it's probably like, minus 11 degrees right now. You're in the shit already. And then a woman decides to take off her pants. Now, what do you think was the cycle of thinking there? Why'd she take off her pants?
She could have done it out of anger about the whole Steven Seagal thing. Maybe that's the girl he dropped the C-word on.
And then it is all intertwined. I've been saying it for years. We live in the Matrix. We live in a computer program. So maybe something happened where it got, the wires got mixed up. She heard she was angry about Steven Seagal. Or maybe she, I mean, I can't make any sense of that. You can't make heads or tails of some things.
Did she take her pants off or just the top?
No. She just took her bottomless.
Oh, she went bottomless.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna rub my ass on your windshield, and what are you gonna do about it? Because you're broke down. You're the 2 most defenseless points in your life is washing your hair in the shower and being broke down in Oregon. Okay, let's move on. A unidentified jerk was busted at the Des Moines, Iowa International Airport Monday. When on a dare, he took a ride on the baggage carousel. The moving belt took him into the airport secured area and back out. Officers grabbed the 27-year-old after he made a complete circuit of the carousel's track. Police also reported the smell of alcohol.
No.
Do you think so?
I actually have a friend that happened to in Italy. He passed out on the conveyor belt. And I took him to the back with the luggage. They weren't happy about it.
Oh, to get off the luggage. Oh, what is he doing? You know how many espressos that guy ruined for people on that day? Everyone missed their coffee break in Italy that day. You know, like, I just like how this article says that they were surprised that alcohol was involved. When I would get on a plane, I would get so snotted, so I would just pass out.
Right.
Now, that seems like a good idea. Why I never did that at 27, I'm scratching my head, actually. Because that seems like something me and J Love would be all about.
See, what sucks for me is I can't sleep on the plane, which brings me back to the sleep apnea. If I fall asleep, the whole plane stays up because of my snoring.
Well, you know, that's a real way to bring the show down. Yeah. You know, we're on a high level here.
It's all about me being fat. It's a cry for help.
It always comes back to the sleep. I can put you in touch with some people. We're going to have to address this because, you know, we're up here, happy, having a good time, women with no pants. Seagal using the C word. Coco's going to space, and you're really worried about the apnea.
I am. I die at least 20 times a night.
It's really a debilitating thing. Obesity is really ravaging our country, but no offense.
Right, well, I'm drinking my Dr. Pepper.
All right, so let's go on to our next one. This guy is going to need a really big book bag. A New Jersey man was slapped with a 2-year in jail for stealing $2.8 million in textbooks from Hoboken Company by having free book samples diverted to his home. Christopher Brock, 45, was sentenced Monday for stealing the 16,000 books from John Wiley & Sons. Who did this? The bookworm from Batman?
What's he going to do with the books? That's my question.
He sells them.
To who?
Who do you sell them to? When I went to college, do you know how much of a racket that textbook stuff is?
How's he know which kids are taking which classes?
Dude, I was taking retard classes at NASA Community College, and I would spend $800 on books. Well, I mean, they would...
You gotta take drama, NCC Lions. You take drama, you don't have to buy books.
Yeah, and the history of rock and roll. I took that class. That was actually an excellent class. My textbooks actually would hold up my coffee table in my apartment. That's what they were used for. I learned later in life, when you open up the textbook, read the contents in it, you pass the test. I always used to try to do it through osmosis. I would look at them. I would be like Kreskin. I'd hold it up to my forehead and just try to obtain the information. And then another thing is when I would be in class, I would be like an owl. I could turn my head 360 to see the person behind me. Or my eye would just completely go to the right so I could see somebody from 15 feet away behind me.
The worst part about NASA was because I took acting classes, I had to take dance. And the dance studio was right next to where the football players practice.
Yes.
So I'll just be doing a stretch and they're like, faggot! And it's just terrible.
Similar story, I was a phys ed major at NASA Community College. I took a fundamental movement class, ballet class.
Right.
I'm thinking I'm going to be in there with 40 smoking hot chicks.
No. You get fat, smelly guys.
You get 30 dudes with the same idea that you got.
Yeah.
And then it's all guys in tights and us doing pliés and liés. And then you got the two bull dykes right in the class that are going to be softball coaches.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's hear it from our sponsors right now. We got to pay the bills again. Sorry.
Odele Holmes, this is Jose from Three Strikes Auto. If you've been in a car accident, bring your car down to Three Strikes Auto. We'll take care of it. But remember, don't leave any of your possessions inside. We can't be held responsible, okay? Why is it called Three Strikes Auto, you ask? Because everybody in my family's got three strikes, bro. Except for me. That's why you can't keep your valuables in the car, bro. Come down. See my brother Marcos. He's only got one strike. He's the most successful in the family, bro. And remember, free empanadas in our waiting room. Three strikes auto. You're only one strike away from life in prison, bro.
And we're back. Three strikes auto.
That sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring my stuff there. Because, I mean, anybody that's already talking about valuables being missing from your car, is just, it's not good practice. All right, you know what? We're going to call our producer of the show. Dylan, who's been waiting 2.5 hours to get on the show. I've had him waiting. So let's call him up and let's see what he has.
Hello?
Hello, Dylan. Hey, this is Eric and Jay Love from the Eric's Uncomfortable Couch Show. We got you live here on the air.
Live on the air right now?
Yeah, live on the air. So here we go. We're live on the air. Dylan, the producer of this show, he does little to no work on it. But he
don't
is.
Don't you understand what I told you the other day?
What was that?
If you can recall correctly,
I don't recall.
Some special venue right now.
Special venue. Are you at a Hanson concert? You're at the hospital?
Yes, asshole. My sister's giving birth right now.
But aren't you the producer of the show? I feel like, you know, you should be here.
Listen, this is... We're talking... This is not the World Series. My sister's giving birth. It's one game, you get six more. If you miss the first game, you get six more to go.
How old is your sister? She's going to have another kid.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, the birth of this show is as important or more important than the birth. And it, this is our first or second kid?
This is our second kid.
Okay, second kid. The second kid isn't even watched by their parents. I mean, the second kid's given, like, you know, a couple of textbooks and some diaper wipes. And it's like, all right, buddy, good luck. See you when you're 21.
I want a second kid.
Yeah, and that's why you have middle child issues, because you weren't given enough attention.
I was the second kid. No one gave a shit. I don't even know you.
You're like, I haven't even met you.
I'm the co-host of the show.
You're like this.
This is out of line.
Listen, no, you're out of line, okay? This is like the second, because the second kid's like the second movie in the Matrix trilogy. It's just a setter-upper. Like, I just saw The Hunger Games. It's the second movie. It's just to give you all the middle bullshit. And then the third one's a...
We're talking about birth.
Yeah, the birth of this show, today.
This is like reverse Thunderdome here, alright? One person enters, two people leave.
Dylan, what are you doing? We're trying to have a show. We're trying to conduct a show. What are you at? What are you hanging out with George Clooney in ER?
Are you delivering the baby?
Why do you need to be there? You don't have. Yeah, you produce things. Well, you haven't produced a baby yet yourself, so your sister has to produce all the babies for the whole family, and you're not producing this show because I'm doing everything, and Jordan has been on the scene for 2 hours. He's literally been involved in the show for 2 hours. He's done more than you already.
Are you done yet?
This is like the fourth time I've ever met Eric, and I've done more for the show than you have.
It's obscene. But listen, your sister crowning is more important than our show. I understand that.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Oh, I think we've had a breakthrough.
There we go.
All right, Dylan, thank you. I appreciate it. Listen, if this sounds like dial tone, don't be upset, okay, buddy? That was our producer, does things for the show.
Big help.
Yeah, real big help. His sister having a baby is more important than this show. I think that's kind of ludicrous.
Yeah, that baby's fucking up the whole show.
The whole show. It's the second kid.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I've met the baby just as many times as I've met Dylan.
Now, does it change? Because I have one older brother. So I'm the baby of the family.
Same with me.
Right? But I'm the second kid. Right. So it depends on what second kid you actually are. Because if there's three children, you have the middle. Dylan is the child, the middle child of three children.
Okay.
Gavin's the baby, his sister's the oldest, so he's the middle. But I'm the second child, but I'm the baby, so I don't have that second child, you know? And even what the best thing is that probably this older sibling in a two-sibling house gets jealous of the baby because they get babied.
My brother still gets jealous to this day. He basically told me, when I told him I was doing this podcast today, he pretty much told me, he's like, oh, well, you're just going to fuck it up because... That's what he does.
His brother's hanging out. Before the show, J-Love was showing me pictures of him hanging out with Lars from Metallica. You know, all these big name people, meets with Madonna, and you know, so on and so forth. And he's worried about him getting some shine on a podcast.
Exactly.
That's the thing about older brothers. My brother does my brother's a good guy, but he does the same thing. You know, he real hater hates the air.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They'll just hate the hate. But that's love, because you can't hate somebody unless you got blood in your veins or you love them.
Okay.
I would definitely say that because, you know, you can't hate somebody. Like, somebody on the street...
But then why do I hate Kevin James so much?
Because he's hateable.
Oh,
So if you live on the East Coast like me, you have experienced the cold snap lately. We had a temperature of 8 degrees yesterday and a temperature of 15 degrees today. Let's check our EUC AccuWeather with our man Ivan on the street. Ivan, you there?
Hello, this is Ivan for the EUC AccuWeather. It is cold. It is 8 degrees out. I am in tanked-up Dallas Cowboys hat. I do not mind cold. 8 degrees is like summer day in Serbia. So remember, next time you are American, you complain about cold. They charge you money for cold in Russia. It is not free. So fill your lungs with that cold air for free. I do not get Americans. In winter they say it's too cold. In summer they say too hot. Stop complaining, America. This is Ivan for the EUC. Back to you.
All right, Ivan, that report really had nothing to do with weather, but I appreciate the effort. All right, so Friday night, get a little soda, a little Hungry Man's, sit down, little grown-ups too. Ugh. Optimum. Ugh. Okay, it was the only thing. It was either that or like, you know. Listen, I can't read a book. I'm incapable of reading a book. So, okay, so sitting there, right? I get a gallon of gas, right? Sit Indian style, start pouring it all over myself, douse myself like the Tibetan monk protesting the Chinese. It was scary, but it's unbelievable that I survived.
You know, I'm still on the phone.
Oh! No, I didn't. I never hung up on you. How long are you? Well, my question is, if you're so involved in the pregnancy slash birth of your nephew, why are you still on the phone? You could have just been here.
I gotta be there in person.
Alright, and that's all the time we got for this week. We're gonna have to wrap up the show. Thank you. Alright, thank you, Dylan, for checking in.
Hopefully you're here next week. I don't know if one of your cousins is having a kid or anything, but hopefully you can make it next week.
J-Love, let's what did we learn today? We learned that Coco wants to go to the moon.
Obviously.
We learned that Steven Seagal wants to see you next Tuesday. And then we learned that when you break down in Oregon, somebody might take off their pants and jump on your windshield.
And that we need a new producer.
And we definitely need a new producer. Yeah. All right. So listen, guys, thank you very much for tuning in this week. Really appreciate it. You can reach us, remember, at ericcasson.wix.com/uncomfortablecouch. That is our website. That's where you can find the podcast. Next week, we will have video feed so you can see our beautiful faces. That's all for us this week, and we will see you next week. Thanks a lot for coming in, man.
Vote to Clay Davis.
Clay Davis it is. Senator Clay Davis. Good night, everybody. Eric's Uncomfortable Couch signing off.
Ever wonder why your teeth are in shambles? It's from all the soda you drink. From the creators of Bad Breath Bubblegum, it's Rotten Teeth Cola. The big cola companies would like to trick you into thinking that their product is good for you. Well, it's not. Here at Rotten Teeth Cola, we're not gonna bullshit you. We're gonna tell you from day one, product will rot your teeth out. But man, will you look good doing it. So next time you reach for a soda, why don't you reach for the guys that don't bullshit you? Reach for a Rotten Teeth Cola. And hey, I'll see you at the dentist's office.